Generation, he came from Africa young. He said he met my mom at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like hustle and book. Money turned 10, cross turned 2. Starting to see this life shift from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve. Fool in this rap shit 10, never made nerve moves.
Hey, whoa. You keep taking me higher and higher. Don't you know that the devil is a liar? I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
Man, talk to him. Emptied out the clip, it was broad day. Fuck niggas always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball fade. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test all faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God grace. Crooked ass whoever till we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central State of Mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging to get you all day. Look at my face.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar?
I know.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
Higher. Oh, Lord. Can you feel it? My shoes is scraping the sky. So high, we keep going higher.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Puddins. Excuse me. That was Higher, DJ Khaled, featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. I love that song. When I first heard it, I was like, what? Because y'all know me. He says, I know they'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire, but we keep going higher and higher. He talks about how his mom was born, how his pops protected his mom, and how they met in LA. He started seeing shit from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curb, fool. And this rap shit, 10, never made, never move. Hey, you keep taking me higher. Don't you know the devil is a liar? I know they'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire, but we keep going higher. He says, fuck niggas, always gotta learn the hard way. We gonna tape it off it, we ball play. Put a half moon crescent on your ball fade. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, made my heart race. Dance with the devil and test our faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God grace. Crooked ass whoever, till we all straight. With no shame, my peep game, and it's all fake. South Central State of Mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate, gang banging, get you all day. Y'all keep taking me higher and put my soul in the fire. My shoes is scraping the sky. I'm so high. Listen, some people say that you know when your time is over, and he made some epic records in the end. Y'all already know how I feel about Nipsey Hussle. But we have to take this higher. We do. We have to take this higher. We have to take what we got and we have to elevate. But guess what? We just can't elevate ourselves. We got to elevate all of us. Uplifting, encouraging, motivating, inspiring, all of that. We got to do that. It's so much better at the top when you got people with you. And then you don't stay there. You elevate more. Boundless, boundless. There should be no limitations. Limitless. Limitless to be out there, be above, beyond. We should go higher. This should not be it. We are not settling for what? Our ancestors didn't come to say, hey, this is as far as you go. No. No. Take it until the wheels fall off. Then say, hey, I can go a little bit more. And then you know what? You just know when it's time to say, okay, I ran my race. Let me pass the baton. Here you go. Here. I can't tell you how to read. I can't tell you how you talk to your spirits. The only thing I might can teach you, if you're willing to learn, is how to execute. How to take that plan and put it in motion. That's the only thing I could do. That's it. Everything else is up to you. There's a map. We left it. Here. Don't do this. Grow. Yo. Do that. Now. Hey. Maybe because I couldn't open the padlock. You might can. It's okay. You can learn from my mistakes. You can repeat my mistakes. Shit. You can even blossom my mistakes. I don't give a flying fuck. But let's move forward. I might have got to the door and said, hey, I'm gonna leave this door. I can't open it. That's not for me. It's not my door. Maybe you come along and be like, oh, it's not in here. And bow, the door pops open. And you may get rags to riches. You may get everything. I can't get mad at you. Shit, I'm gonna encourage you. Go on. I don't know what's in the room. Shit, go find out. You need some help? No? Then go ahead. It wasn't meant for me. But go. I'm going to inspire you. I'm going to encourage you. Go. I need you to be better than me. I'm not in competition with no fucking body. Dead serious. I'm not. I'm not doing this because, oh my God, Ifeanyi Bayo, she wants to be number one. No, no, no. Now, I'm higher than number one. So that's how I see myself. That's why I don't need to be number one. I don't know how maybe you were raised or whatever, but my pops in them was like, listen, you the shit. You are it. You are higher than number one. Whatever's higher than number one, that's what you are. That's it. I'm not trying to be you. I don't. Whatever you do, that's great. If you have another way of making lemonade, hey, if you want to share, you can. If not, keep it to yourself and keep going. That's it. That's all. That is it at the end of the day. That let's just aspire to go higher. We can go and do miraculous things together. And once I get to my peak, that's it. Keep going. Shit. I done found my nook and cranny. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm done. I don't have a mansion. I don't have millions and trillions of dollars. I don't even have, you know, a page in any world famous magazine. My happy ass died a day or tomorrow. The only ones that may remember me is my kids or my grandkids. After a while, they've been moved on with their lives. That's it. But I know that I've met some amazing people. I've done some epic things. I have took chances, fell in love, got hurt, betrayed, all of that. And I'm grateful for every lesson. As I sit here now, from the view, from where I'm sitting, I have fun. I have fun. Even on those dark days, I have fun. I want you to have that same feeling. You know, my pops, when he was dying, I said, Pops, you know, you got any regrets or you got anything you want to share? He said, and now I understand. He said, when it's time for you to lay here on your bed as you get ready to join the elders, have no regrets. Live a life that you wanted to live. You made your rules. Just be grateful and thankful for it all. I am. I didn't have to brag, boast. I didn't. I don't have to sit and say, oh, well, I did this. I don't. I know my story. There's a saying that the drummer knows your history, the dancer tells the story. Well, I done had some amazing dance partners. And baby, those drummers, shit. My pops was a drummer. He said, the drums are your heartbeat. I had an amazing heart. Still do. Hence why my name. When they said that, I was like, okay, I can go with that. Be you. Be authentic. Go higher. Leave a ladder, escalade, elevator, a box, a rope, a swing, a bungee cord, a trampoline, whatever people may need, a bike, a pick, whatever, to climb up there with you. Leave it all right there. Some of them extend a hand, extend an arm. Now they make you to the top and cut your shit off or dog you or whatever. That's okay. It's okay. At the end of the day, it's okay. You know what you did. You know what you set out to do. Your intentions was good. You did what was called of you as a priest, a healer, a spiritualist. Shit, just as a human being. You did that. And go forward. Keep going. You know, I always used to get mad when people would disrespect or, you know, as they say, bite the hand that feeds them and all of that. I used to get mad, man, livid. Like, what the fuck? It took me this year, 2020, to not get mad no more. A lot of therapy, too. Don't get it twisted. But it took me this year because people are going to be people. And we tend to overlook people's character and action in hopes of we are helping that save them syndrome. That's what I call it, the save them syndrome. I got to save them. Like you, Superman or Superwoman. And we forget that these people don't even want to save themselves. But if you want to go out here and do it, then shit, do it. Who am I to stop you? Free labor, free all of this, free money, free gifts. Oh, shit. And, you know. As Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey said, it's a sucker born every minute. So, okay. Who's going to turn down anything that you're going to give them? Nobody. The fuck? Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe they took that. I can't believe you offered, ding dong. So, at the end of the day, we want to save people. And these people don't even want to save themselves. And we sit there like we're so amazed. No. They told us. They gave us, you know, the honest to God truth. That's why when I tell people, did you listen or did you just hear them? Because see, when you listen, you're listening to converse. Hear them is, oh, I hear you. And you just going to reply with whatever the fuck you feel that you need to put in there. Forget what they're asking. You know, like I said, you know, I use my life as an example. I remember asking, you know, my ex, like, come on, we going to here. He was like, no, I'm not going. I was like, what? I'm your girl. You can't tell me no. He said, yes, I can. He said, I don't want to do that. That's not what I signed up to do. And I quit an attitude. I was mad as hell. I was mad. I was like, what the fuck? So, you know, I'm being petty. Like, well, if you ain't doing it, I ain't doing nothing for you. Don't ask me nothing. I'm going home. Bye. He was like, all right, bye. 2 days later, yeah, because he was like that. 2 days later, I'm livid. 2 days later, I'm still mad. I'm Aries, you know, hey. He goes, you don't pay attention to people. Like, you really don't listen to people. Like, you, if I tell you no, I don't want that, or I'm not going there, that's just me. I didn't tell you not to go. If that's something you want to do, then go. But that's not what I want. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay to have different likes. I don't always have to do something with you. That's why I say, when the broke clock is right, 2 times out the day. I said, what? I didn't comprehend that until, see, I'm one of those persons that have to go through it. I went on a date with this guy. He asked me prior, a few days before, because you're just not going to call me Monday and Tuesday morning, we going on a date. No. I'm not thirsty. So anyway, that's a whole new different topic. Anyway, prior, a few days before, he said, hey, what do you like to eat? I said, oh, you know, I like pasta, you know, and stuff like that. He said, what don't you like? I said, I don't like pizza. He was like, for real? I said, yeah, I don't like pizza. I'm not, you know, unless it is nothing else to eat, then I have no choice. And I may eat a slice or the crust. But I'm not a pizza fan. I'm not a pizza fan. So we go to Dumbo, right in Brooklyn. He says, oh, I'm going to take you to the world's famous pizza. I'm looking at him like, are you dumb? Are you stupid? Right? That's how I'm looking at him. So next door to the pizza spot was Starbucks. The line was long at the pizza place, so I ran into Starbucks. He caught an attitude. Like, you know, you can't bring no outside juices in this place. He was like, I hope you hurry up and drink it before we get up there, because you got to throw that away. I'm looking at him like, where's the guy that I was talking to on the phone? Because who the fuck are you? He's like, I'm just saying, drinking it, you're not paying attention to him, right? Because I already clocked out at this date. Let's just let me be known. Like, I already clocked out. Right. So we get to the to the door, the front man, and, you know, I was down to my last sip, and he was like, you know, here, y'all going have a table for 2 years. He said, you want to sit in the front or the back? He's like, oh, we got to sit in the front. So now in my head, I'm like, you want to be seen? Okay. Right. You want to be seen? All right. I don't want to be seen. I'm not going to eat this shit anyway. So they came in, they took our order. I let him order, right? There was nothing on this menu that I could eat. Nothing. So the guy brings a fork and I go, please don't touch that plate with that fork. Can you bring us a spoon? He said, oh, okay. He was like, oh, your taboos. Yeah. So he's eating and he says, you don't want none? I said, were you on the phone when we was talking? Yeah, I don't eat pizza. Oh, that's right. Oh, I said, wow, you only think of you. I said, yeah, this is not going to work. Well, try it. Now I know I'm out here in Brooklyn. I'm going to be out here because I just love the scenery. And Dumbo is beautiful. So, you know, silent plug, if you ever get a chance, go over there, especially in the summer by the water, the carousel, just the collected great place to take pictures because they have these vintage buildings with these beautiful flowers in the summer. And it is great to do a photo shoot. Oh, my goodness. Great, great, great. Kids, married couples, all of that. They have some great areas over there to do pictures, a photo shoot. Amazing. That's why I did mine. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, and I am. I'm going to do one in the summer for my shirt, you know, because it's amazing. It is. They have some amazing places over there. But anyway, he goes, well, I didn't think you were serious or something like that. And I was like, okay. So I ate the crust, right? And a little bit because they had black olives on it. I ate a little bit of olives. And that was it. So I'm sitting there waiting on him. And he's like, you want to take this home? Why? I don't eat pizza. So now we're walking out. And he's like, oh, wow. You know, I said, oh, my goodness. Right now, I've been to Dumbo. I've been with a good girlfriend of mine. I've been with some friends, right? But he never asked me that. So I said, oh my goodness, don't they have a carousel around here? Oh, it's torn down. Torn down, for real? Now, mind you, I was just over here 3 months ago. I was like, okay. I said, and there's also a mall that they sell, like, chocolate from all over the world. I've never saw that. Okay, so now we're walking, and we're walking by the water. I'm taking pictures and stuff. And he's like, so, I can't make this up. He's like, so, we can get in a cab and you can come to my house. I'm not coming to your house. So I'm looking at the signs and I see where it says mall and stuff. And I go, oh, well, I'm walking over this way. Are you serious? Yeah. So I said, you can go and have a beautiful life. But I'm going over here. So we wind up going to the mall because he's there. And we wind up seeing the carousel that wasn't knocked down. And he goes, oh, you've been over here before quite a few times. Thank you very much. And he was like, you're a person that don't tell everything. I said, you're a person that don't listen at all. And you're a narcissist. But, hey, we're not judging, right? So we get over there. I see the things I wanted to see, taste the chocolate because it's still there. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I need to go to Whole Foods before I go home. He goes, oh, that's downtown Brooklyn. Let's go. I said, oh, I can leave you. So we get downtown Brooklyn. He goes into the bank, right, for whatever reason. I'm standing there. I'm talking to my daughter on the phone and letting her know, you know, I'm going to Whole Foods and stuff if she wanted something. And he comes out and he goes, well, I have enough. We can go to my house. It's not that far. I said, enough for what? He was like, oh, for a cab, you know, you want to grab something to eat? I'm going to Whole Foods. And then I'm going home. He was like, oh, so serious? You're not coming to my house? Let me tell you this right now. Now, we're in the middle of Brooklyn. I said, I don't give a fuck what you do at this moment. And I hope you have a beautiful life. But this is not going to work. You are getting on my everlasting nerves. You're a narcissist. You're a liar. Go live your life before this whole scene gets ugly. And I walked away without turning back. None of that. I love me, and I know that, and there's a reason why I shared this story. I know that not everyone will be so blunt, up forward, up front, and vocal. I understand that. A lot of people don't like confrontations. A lot of people just be like, you know, I'm just going to go anyway. And you have some women that's like, I don't want to be alone and this is all I got. So I'm going to go and hang with him. I'm not that. And I don't judge you for that. I'm not that. If I am going to go higher, if I am going to, you know, help raise awareness, if I am going to lift those up and inspire them, I have to be not the example, but just be me. Just be me. Just be me. And to let women know, as well as men, it's okay to be you, your authentic self. It's okay. It's okay. If you're an asshole, be that. You're an asshole. Other assholes may like you. As half of the people say, you know, like, and I'm always say what Tata Campo say, because if it wasn't true, he wouldn't have said it, that people don't think I know anything. Like, oh, you know, like Ifeanyi Abeyo, she don't know shit. You know, that's what people think. Okay, that works for me. You know, if people think I'm, if people think that I am an idiot or if I lack some, okay, all right. That's your perception of me. That's not who I am. So that's you. That's okay. But I'm going to call you as it is. See, and that's why. It's okay. He said it. He said it on his live. And I got hit with, oh, my God, why would he say that? Oh, my goodness, that's horrible. And guess what? I still love him. I still love him. But people came to him to tell him that. And he said it. Okay. I said, and it may be. People may think I'm not smart or I don't know shit. Okay. And you know what? The person that say they know everything, move away from them anyway because they get ready to die. Their purpose is over. Maybe my delivery, my message don't reach everybody. That's okay. That's why I share. Go. You tell them that. Maybe I can't reach them. Not everybody's going to like me. I'm not made for everybody, and I'm good with that. That shit works for me. I'm not here to just be world-renowned or loved by everyone. Fuck that. No. Kiss my ass. Die today. That don't bother me. Okay. But when you come to me and you say, hey, Ifabeo, what's up? Or Donna, you know, because people quit. Oh, but her name is Donna. It sure is. I didn't lie. I don't have an online persona. Ifabeo is the name they gave me in Ifa. It means one birth. That a ruler choose me in my mother's womb. That's all it means. My name is Donna. It's on my Cash App, on my PayPal. I say Donna, big ass letters. I'm not trying to be somebody else. How do you take someone higher and you have a whole different fucking identity? No, my name is Donna. And people are quick. Hi, Donna. Hey, baby. Like, I'm hiding something. I'm not hiding anything at all. Hey, how you doing? You know? Some people will come like, oh, has that newbie for ears. Oh, I'm not going to call you Ifa. That's okay. I'm not going to call you Putin. Hey, bitch. Like, hey. Oh, okay. Now, I have some people that's out of respect, yo. Between us, if it's me and you, I'll say D. But when somebody's there, yo, that's Ifabeo. Okay, I ain't mad. But just know, I'm still the same person. I didn't change. Not for that. I'm still who you watch grow up. I'm going to give you respect because you're giving me respect. See, I can't take you higher if I'm living all these different fucking lives. No, I live one life. That's it. The one that they gave me. That's all. The creator gave me. Olo Dumadi. Mefedefun. Mefedefun Egon. Bobo Egon. I got one life to live. There's no do-overs. I'm not coming back to be Donna again. Like, no. So, okay. So when people try to do that, I be sitting there like, do they know? Everybody know who I am? Like, okay. The fuck? Who am I hiding from? No. Oh, my goodness. She's Ifabeo, but I know her when. You know me when what? One girl tried that. Oh, I know her. I know her. They was like, did you know she had another son that died? Huh? You don't know her. Sit down. Sit down. You know what you heard. My reputation precedes me. Great. Believe it then. If that, I'm add on to it. Listen, I'm not here to fight fucking ghost stories. I'm not. If that's what you heard, okay, fuck it. Go with it. Go with it. Shit, sometimes I be listening like, oh, shit. And how'd I end it? Bitch, it's your life. I'm just as surprised as you. I need to know how this shit ends. Hey. And they be sitting there laughing like, for real? I saw a friend named Sifa. It was snowing. I had on all white. He was in front of the movie theater. I said, yo. I stood right next to him. I said, yo, Terrence Johnson. Social Security, because we have the same Social Security number, but the numbers are switched. The last four are switched. He turns around, he looked, that nigga grabbed his bag and he was leaving. The dude was like, yo, she know you, like she know your government. He said, yeah, and they told me she was dead, so that's a ghost standing there. And that motherfucker got in the car and left. I ain't never seen him after that. He said, yo, they told me she died. Well, what the fuck? But it was funny because I'm sitting here with all this white on and it's snowing. It snows all over the ground. I would have thought the same thing, like, the fuck? We all see a ghost. I'm out. I know this bitch is crazy anyway. And he did not talk to me after that. He sees my brother. My brother told him, like, yeah, my sister ain't dead, man. Yo, you saw her for real, for real. And he was like, nah, they told me she died. I mourned and everything. Because I moved to Atlanta and I was gone for 20 years. I didn't really come back up to New York. You know, I lived my life. I traveled. I met people. I found other things to do. My family knew I was okay. And when I did come up, I come up for, 5 days and then I'm out. You know, and I didn't kept coming to New York. There's other parts of the world for me to see. Florida, you know, North Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama. Like, I was all over. I wasn't just coming back to New York. So to him, I died. They told him I died, and he mourned and did what he told my brother. My brother was like, no, my sister and I dead. Like, yo, you saw her. She told me she saw you. He said, yo, I mourned and everything for her. He's like, yo, I was mad because nobody tell me it was a funeral or nothing. Like, we lived literally on the same block. We grew up together. But in his head, you know, because the way the people that told him, he believed them, and he thought I was dead until he saw me. How can I take you higher? Or how can you go higher? Living all these lives, doing all the crazy shit. No, you got one life. Be the authentic self. Be you. Own you. Own your shit. Walk in your truth. Be you. Be you. Heal those parts that need to be healed. Rip band-aids off. Let some air get to that soul. Deep down so you can get that infection out. Face whatever it is you need to face. And if you need help facing it, then grab someone and say, hey, I can't do this by myself. Because a rising tide lifts all boats. I rise, you rise, we all rise together. Ubuntu means to get there together. We will get there faster, better, and experience it all in a beautiful way when we go together. But when you go by yourself, you might get there quicker, but you're not going to enjoy it. I want to enjoy the journey. I love seeing people smile. I love when people grow, especially if I had a hand in it. Oh, my God. And I don't tell people, shit, you can, but I'm not. But that's the reality of it, to keep going higher. Nipsey Hussle was a great rapper. And he had his clique, his crew, and they all knew his worth. And he didn't do it by himself. He had his people, his brother, his family. Chad Boswick, his crew knew he was sick, but he knew, listen, we're going to do this and we're going to rise and I'm going to make sure that y'all are paid even after my death. Nas took his album and put it in his daughter's name. So the royalty check will always go to her. She would never be without. That is what you call building the most generational wealth. It's going to take place even after I'm going for generation to generation. I tell people, I don't want to be rich. Rich is for the birds. No, I want to be wealthy. I want to be the motherfucker that signed Oprah's checks. That's who I want to be. And even if I'm not in this life, I want to prepare so 16 generations from now can do it. So, let's go higher. Let's appreciate one another. Let's build together. Let's inspire, uplift, motivate, all of that. Encourage. Let's stand together and grow. And grow. And hold ourselves first accountable. And then we hold others. But it starts with self first. Okay? I love y'all all as always. It's a plum, please, and pleasure. Mother's Magi has their ebooks. Definitely go over there and get some. Today is the last day of early registration. Takes $100 off. It's $250 for your classes, 6-week course. Classes are, for the payment plan, $87.50 for payments. I work with people. I understand. We're going through some stuff. But let's learn spirituality 102, divination, building an altar, baths, all of that. Let's learn dream interpretation, ethics, morals, code of conduct, networking, reaching out, asking questions. Let's put all that together and let's learn. It's very simple. If it's not for you, great, great. Don't knock mine. If it's not for you, okay, you know, that's not for me. If it don't apply, let it fly. Don't have nothing to do with you. But you have so many people that are offering services that are doing. Connect, do something, invest in you. It's not a bad thing to invest in you. It's not a bad thing to put you first. And guess what? You'll be in the comforts of your own home and we can sit and talk and have fun. So PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, you name it, we take it. Shit. The Conja in Omaha has been rescheduled in February. So you got time now to save your coin up and let's have some fun. April is Detroit with the Motown Witch. And let's continue to shut them down in this community. Ashe.